Good afternoon. Welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started in Chicago in 1977 by the late Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and is now managed by the foundation's executive director, Anne Murray. Today's concert is made possible by generous grants from the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation and the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation. The series is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. These broadcasts on 98.7 WFMT are presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Today's guest artist is the Czech pianist Martin Kasich, born in Prague and now lives there and has enjoyed an international career, playing with many orchestras here in the United States and all over the world. He's picked a program featuring three Czech composers. We'll begin with the Humoresque No. 7 by Antonín Dvořák, the sonata entitled October 1st, 1905 by Leoš Janáček, three Czech dances by Bedřich Smetana, and the final piece will be the Ballade No. 1 in G minor by Frédéric Chopin. The Humoresque by Dvořák was written in the summer of 1894, when Dvořák was spending some vacation time in the Bohemian countryside. Here now is pianist Martin Kasich to perform the Humoresque No. 7 by Dvořák. Thank you. Humoresque number 7, one of 8 humoresques written by Antonín Dvořák, played by pianist Martin Kasich. Our next piece, the sonata entitled October 1st, 1905 by Leos Janáček. Thank you. sonata entitled 1 October 1905 From the Street by Leos Janacek, performed by pianist Martin Kasich. Our pianist and artist this afternoon from the Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert here in the Cultural Center in downtown Chicago. The sonata gets its name from an incident that took place in 1905 in the city of Brno, not far from Prague, in which demonstrators were protesting in favor of, or trying to organize a demonstration in favor of, a Czech university in that city. And during that demonstration, a young worker named František Pavlik was killed by the authorities during those demonstrations. That tragedy and that incident affected Leos Janacek very much, and hence wrote the sonata in his memory. The incident taking place on the 1st of October, 1905, in the streets of Brno. Here once again is our pianist, Martin Kasich, to perform music of Dietrich Smetana now, The Three Czech Dances. Thank you. three Czech dances: the Peasant Dance, Lancer and Bear Dance by Diedrich Smetana, performed by pianist Martin Kasich. Our guest artist this afternoon on this Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, coming to you from Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center. You're listening to 98.7 WFMT Chicago and WFMT.com. Martin Kasich, as we mentioned at the outset of the broadcast this afternoon, a native of Prague. He continues to live in Prague and has toured the United States and the world. In fact, he has played with the Chicago Symphony, the Minnesota Orchestra, the Utah Symphony, and the Rotterdam Philharmonic. In 2004, he toured Japan and Taiwan with the Czech Philharmonic, also touring the United States in 2005 with the Prague Symphony Orchestra to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the death of Antonin Dvorak. Here once again, Martin Kasich to perform the final piece on this afternoon's program, the Ballade No. 1 in G minor by Chopin.
Thank you.
The Ballade No. 1 in G minor, Opus 23 by Chopin. Our final work on this afternoon's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, played by pianist Martin Kasich. A full house and standing room only here at Preston Bradley Hall this afternoon in Chicago's Cultural Center for Martin Kasich. He began this afternoon's program with the Humoresque No. 7 by Antonín Dvořák, then the sonata entitled 1 October 1905, From the Street by Leos Janáček. The three Czech dances followed by Bedřich Smetana, and the concert concluded with the Ballade No. 1 in G minor by Chopin. Martin Kasich, a native of Prague in the Czech Republic, and lives there to this day. We hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, presented live from Chicago's Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street. You're invited to stop by next Wednesday at 12:15 for a free concert by Benjamin Lash, cello, and Matthew Hagel, piano. Or join us again by tuning in 98.7 WFMT. Musicians' accommodations provided by the Union League Club of Chicago. And for upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, go to IMF's website at imfchicago.org. That's imfchicago.org. Our engineer is Mary Mazurek, and this is David Schwann in for Carl Grapentine this week, saying goodbye from Preston Bradley Hall.